Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Recess EP by Joshua Baraka. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Recess. The EP by Joshua Baraka opens up with the song Somebody, which features Kitty. And what a beautiful heartbreak song. Whoever Angelina is, may she feel the pain she caused Baraka and Kitty, because these guys felt it and they sang their hearts out. This is when you know the music connects. Anyway, the vibe on the song Desire is something I really wish could be replicated over and over. This is the song that follows Somebody. It occupies a pocket that is so smooth. It's just beautiful. It flows. You hear it in your ears and you're like, yep, this is it. This is it. And the flow from Desire to track 3, which is titled Nancy, is one of the reasons why this EP is all the talk and more. And I mean, why Joshua Baraka is all the talk and more as well. This is a track sequencing masterclass. When music flows so naturally from song to song that you forget that you're listening to one song, but the essence of the project, woof, that's when you know. It's also really cool that there's this dancehall feeling to it, which makes Nancy a prime crossover hit in the Caribbean there. This is the song where Joshua Baraka would do great to do a remix with someone like Coffee, maybe Shinsia, and watch the song blow up proper. Crazy to even say, but same thing could apply to the song Scared. It's the kind of song that needs the right jolt to take it to a much more commercially successful place. I'd go as far as saying that visuals will play a key part for this stage in Joshua Baraka's career as probably a top 10 talent in the highest musical ceiling potential when it comes to the African continent. The hit from this album is one that you probably know and has already done some really amazing things, and that's the song Lonely, which was released around late October 2024. And it shows you how classy an artist Joshua Baraka is. Or should I say, Baraka? There was something interesting with the song Down. I will just call it what it is. I'm a piano for pop music lovers, which is under the pop piano invention by Tyler, actually. It's more refined and tries to follow the more conventional rules of music that the Western listener is primed for. So it's easier on the ear for somebody who doesn't have the background or the understanding of amapiano, as it were. Don't forget to head over to my website, which is mjwemoto.com, mjwemoto.com. That's how we keep the lights on, mjwemoto.com. Anyway. Vocally, Joshua Baraka has one of the most magnetic voices you will hear from the continent. Hearing him reminds me of the uniqueness I felt when I first heard Tems. You know, when someone has a voice that is well worked in training, but is naturally so unique and tied to the artist's musical magnetism. That thing, Yana, that little something. The one that makes you realize they could become one of the best things to ever happen to African music. If, and only if, their true potential is realized. This is why Joshua Baraka commands one of the highest listenerships in his native Uganda, but also when you consider East Africa and then going into Africa. That's not a fluke. He's doing really well for a reason. On the other hand, he chose well when it comes to the collabos on Recess, in Kitty, and then Ben Soul as well. For a 7-track EP, this is a great game plan. I see Magnetic with Ben Soul causing damage across East Africa, and even better with Valentine's Day coming up in a few weeks. Ooh, yes. This is the song you dedicate to someone you want to be your Valentine. You can't go wrong with the Zouk Kizomba infusions in there as well. It's just a vibe. It's a vibe. Anyway, in my opinion, all things being equal, Recess EP should be doing round about 8 to 10 times more numbers overall. This is where the work is for Joshua Baraka and his team. The talent is there, the musicality is undeniable, and the music is really good. It may sound easy, but this is a difficult ceiling to break when you consider the variables and many artists with immense talent like Joshua Baraka find themselves at this juncture at some point in time, and you gotta push through, man. You gotta push through, but the talent is there. Anyway, this EP is everything it's cracked up to be and comes well recommended. It almost feels like all Joshua Baraka needs is the one major breakout that really sort of gets his name in the right places and brings the numbers that he actually deserves. And if that happens, he's in the upper echelon of all African music with the Timses and the Tylers and the Burners in them. I rate Recess EP by Joshua Baraka a solid 7.8 out of 10. He's definitely on my watch list moving forward, and I can't wait to hear what's gonna be next. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Then.
This podcast is hosted by MJ.